Hello, everyone. I'm Phil Svitek, joined alongside Tony B. Tony, a.k.a. Anthony Becerra. And we're just guys that love movies, and so we talk about them on Clubhouse Live, and then after the fact, post it so you can enjoy it. But, of course, you're welcome to join us for the live discussion on Clubhouse, 8 p.m. Wednesdays. And today, we're talking about Nobody. Wait, who?
Who are you talking about?
Well, I guess technically we're going to talk about Bob Odenkirk and Connie Nielsen and Chris Lloyd and all those guys. So I guess not Nobody, somebody.
But we're talking about the movie Nobody.
That's right. So we're gonna get into spoiler territory pretty quickly. But before we do that, we're going to give just our overall impression so that way you know whether or not you want to check it out. So, Tony, kick us off.
Oh, okay, I get it. We should do our impressions without spoiling it so they can at least listen to the episode and know whether or not to watch this film. That should be our thing. All right, I got this, dude. Overall impressions. I fucking love this movie. This is low-key like a John Wick, but I with a bit more emotional like stakes here and just a damn good fucking time at the movies, man. Jesus Christ. I mean, let me just tell you about my experience overall. I went to go watch this in theaters. I know it's coming to pay-per-view, premium VOD, I mean. But I did go watch it in theaters because I'm that motherfucker. And so there's very few people, you know, in the theater. But man, when shit hit, dude, I'm so glad I wasn't the only one reacting. Like, I could hear people, the very few people around me, reacting. And I was like, it feels good to be back. It feels good to have a communal experience. One as great as this, where you can go full tilt, like, just kind of losing it in the theater, and it's okay, you know? I really enjoyed this film. I think Bob Odenkirk was fantastic. I see things happen in this movie that I just haven't seen done in this way and shot in this way. That it's just so fun and kinetic, and you feel the energy, and you walk out of the theater with your testosterone levels pretty damn high. You want to drive fast. You want to shoot something. You want to wish you had a wife so you could tell her how much you loved her and showed her how much of a man you are. Okay, please stop me. Overall, sure. This movie's great.
Yeah, I mean, I echo a lot of the sentiments. I mean, the people that did watch it, it had an A- cinema score, so that's very high, right? You know, 62% of the audience thus far has been male, with almost 60% being under the age of 35. So, hey, we are definitely that demo. And it was just, yeah.
Look at you with the stats.
What's that?
Look at you with the stats.
Damn right. So, yeah, I mean, overall, it's a very fun movie, and it doesn't overstay its welcome, right? It's 92 minutes, bing, bang, like, you're in it, here's the premise, here's what we got going on, action, 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 some talking, 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 action, action, talking, talking, big fight scene, boom, in, out, oh, guess what? We're going to tease you with the premise for the next one, boom. Love it. You know what I mean? Very formulaic in that sense, but like how it goes about it and the fact that Chris Lloyd is a badass. Like Bob Odenkirk loved it, but the fact that Chris Lloyd is doing his best with like all of them, man, he was a badass as well. And so I appreciate this movie from start to finish.
I didn't know. All right. We're going into spoilers now, peoples. All right. Can I just say something now?
Yes,
I did not know I wanted Christopher Lloyd so bad to be wielding a double-barreled shotgun and just blasting motherfuckers. That was so fucking cool, dude. Like, when they're all together, and then not only that, RZA, motherfucking RZA comes out too, if you guys remember RZA from The Man with the Iron Fist, you know. If you saw that movie, I didn't see that movie, not gonna lie. but he's chill. He's a good, I think he's a decent actor. I think he held his own. I'm glad they only, you know, utilized him at the very end.
But see, I was worried because, like, I knew that he was in the movie, and I knew, like, for a long time, he was just the guy in the radio, right? Or whatever you want to call him. And so I thought, oh, we're never gonna get to see him. That sucks. And then, bam! We see him.
Dude, I thought... let's get some stuff straight. And I keep referring to him as Bod Odenkirk, right? But his name is actually in the movie. It's Hutch. Hutch Mansell, right? I thought Hutch was hearing, like, voices. I thought his brother was dead, and he could only hear him or, like, communicate with him in his head through the radio at first, you know? Lo and behold, this motherfucker's alive. His name's Harry Mansell, son of David Mansell. Who knows how that happened? You tell me how. You explain to me how Hutch
and Watch Harry Shameless, and you'll understand.
I mean, possibly, you know, or maybe there's like a whole backstory to their father raising them to be some pretty cold-blooded killers. I don't know. There's so much here to play with. I love the world building. You know, I love the whole Russian mafia side of it, especially the introduction to Yulian, how you see it in big letters, and I'm like, is this a person or is this a place? I'm not really sure, you know, because it kind of just cuts there, right? But then I'm like, oh no, it's definitely a person, and it's this motherfucker who's singing and dancing on stage. So fucking hilarious. And then he just, like, virtually murders someone in front of everybody, and then he's like, cool, everyone's cool with it. I don't know, it was a really good introduction to his character. It wasn't full tilt, like, you know, of a cartoonish Russian villain, but also it kind of was, you know? Like, it treaded that line really, I think, really easily, but, like, he could have easily been, like, you know, twirling his mustache, like, hey, I'm Russian and I'm going to kill you, but at the same time, he had something to him, you know? I really appreciated this film, dude. I think this movie's so fucking fun. I think it's worth watching 100%.
Well, I appreciate the fact that towards the end, right, the fact that Yulian and Hutch, they do ultimately end up, like, Hutch gives him an out. He's like, hey, you know, we both did shit we didn't really want, right? But we can cut the shit right here and kind of go our separate ways type of thing and start fresh. And of course, that's not good enough. And it leads to the badass fight at the end. But still, I thought, you know, from Hutch's perspective, it's like, I thought that was a good offer from the writing. I thought that was a great setup. And he goes, you know, he does, I'm going to call it the Joker method, where, you know, he's basically strapped to a bomb. That's why the mob can't touch him.
Strapped to a claymore, dude. When he reveals that claymore, I was like, that scene stuck with me longer than it should have. Cause on the way home, I was thinking, like, I was like, if anyone touched him, he would have died and everyone would have died. That's why nobody touched him. I don't know. I kept overthinking his method to madness of, like, being strapped to a claymore. And I thought it was so brilliant. And I loved how that claymore finally pays off at the end. It was so cool. Oh, I enjoyed it. Oh, it's, yeah. I can't stop singing the praises.
That was definitely a good way to utilize that. I definitely want to talk about the bus fight, though, because I think there's so much awesome stuff in this, but that's definitely kind of like a catalyst for it. And I think, I just really love that whole sequence and the way that they just try to beat his ass. And they just, you know, and in some sense they kind of did, but at the same time, you know, he just kept getting up and being like, nope, I will get you. And
this motherfucker gets tossed out of the window of a bus. And then he gets his ass up, and then he opens the bus doors and goes back in. And I love that scene where he's, like, standing in front of all of them. And they're just looking at him, and they're all beat to shit already, too. And they're like, fuck, man, we don't want to do this again. You can tell they don't want to do this again. And then they do it again, and they get their ass kicked. It's so good.
Yep. And of course, it kind of culminates to that, like, last bit where the guy can't breathe, and so he shoves a straw in there, which is both, like, insanely humane, but at the same time, insanely evident of, like, just what a badass he is, that the only way for this guy to breathe is through a straw in his throat.
He literally, like, it's like that saying, it's like, if you fuck with me, you're gonna end up with, like, breathing out of a tube. That's literally what happened with that kid. Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, I love how smart this fucking the storytelling is in this film, because you barely know much you don't know much about Hutch. You get a glimpse at, you know, the film starts off with getting a glimpse as to his daily routine, right? And you know that he's a family man. You know that his life isn't going so well. He's kind of hitting that like slump of being like just this being who works to provide for his family in a sense. And like you can tell that a piece of him is slowly dying inside, but he knows that he's somewhat, I wouldn't say he's happy, but he's satisfied with where he is in his life, you know? And so how this film slowly starts to unravel the mystery box that is Hutch, I think was fucking brilliant. Certain things like how, well, for one, he starts to look for a fight in the bus. He prays to God that the people who crash in front of him next to him get into the bus, and he knew right away, cool, I'm gonna let off a little bit of steam. I'm gonna fuck these guys up. Because I forgot what happened previously to that, but I know he goes to the family that broke into his home, right? So even in that, like how he is able to easily find where they lived, infiltrate their home, and just like, not really fuck them up, but like be like, yo, where the fuck's the shit that you took from me, you know? Easily. Like, it's brilliant. And then you slowly start to realize fucking Hutch is the baddest motherfucker next to like John Wick. Like, holy shit. And I think it's a great, how would you say? It's a great study to sh in the sense of how you reveal things about a character by actually showing it and not like just straight dialogue splurge of like, you get me? Just like they're telling you everything, laying it out for you. I loved it. Like, I wanted to keep watching the film to learn more about him and to learn more about the past. And you're damn fucking straight, like, right when I when if you're thinking that I want to know more about him. Once the credits rolled, I'm like, I want to know who the fuck this guy is. Like, where did he come from? How does he have all this training? I know he was in the military, but it's alluded to. But like, if you can, like, I don't know if they can do like a prequel to Nobody, but also I don't think they really need to. But I think there's some really good viable subject matter there of how he became who he is right, today. And he does mention that like he was an auditor in the sense of like he's the last person the three-letter organization sent. So like he worked for the FBI, he worked for the CIA, who knows what else, organizations we had in our country. But he was a fucking closer in the sense, and in the way he closed it by like, killing you, killing everybody associated with whatever the CIA and or FBI
Yeah, I mean,
were dealing with.
I don't think you have to go backwards with anything. You just continue forwards, right? And certainly the cliffhanger at the end is a good standalone bit into like, oh, there's more with it, and the fact that his wife is now on board. I love that aspect of it, and I love, hopefully his son now understands that, the father is not some wuss, right? As previously believed by the son. I love that the daughter always believed in him. I thought that was a cute little touch.
That was beautiful, yeah.
Yeah, that was definitely really sweet. I'm trying to think of there was one moment that I really absolutely loved, and for some reason I'm blanking on it at the moment. But
I
yeah,
really
sh
like
go
that
ahead.
card scene. You remember, oh, when he goes into that bar and he's holding the money and you see like the cards tattooed on his wrist, and then the veteran's all like, he stands up, he's like, holy shit, thank you for your service, and he just takes off and locks the
Yeah.
door. Like, things like that I really appreciated about it, where I'm like, huh, they know something I don't, and I'm still trying to figure it out, you know?
Yeah, and I mean, I think it's just a beautiful example of you don't need to do too much, right? It's not like this movie's treading that much new territory, but the way it executes it, that's where it really shines. And even like when initially Hutch calls his dad and he's like, hey, whatever, I'm back in, or there's danger and so forth. And you're kind of looking at Chris Lloyd. This guy's just watching Westerns on TV. So you're like, okay, something's about to happen. You just don't know how it's about to happen. And then the way they walk in and just get take like the fact that Chris Lloyd doesn't even have to get up off of his couch to kill two dudes. I was like,
That
damn.
are twice his size, too.
Yeah, I thought that was brilliant.
And then also you realize why he's always watching fucking cowboy movies. For that exact reason. In case motherfuckers try to kill him, he can go in there, they can come in there, he can shoot them, crank the volume up, and the people don't know a thing. They just suspect that he's watching the TV too loud and gunshots are going off in his room because of the TV. And instead of actual gunshots going off in his room. I thought it was so fucking good. Everything that they lay down just pays off in great ways, in my opinion. Yeah, dude, this film is fucking great. It slaps so hard.
Dude, I need Keanu Reeves and Liam Neeson and Bob Odenkirk to, like, they need their Avengers-style type of, you know, badass movie.
Yes, dude, like the fucking John Wick-verse, dude. Oh, my God. I really hope that this exists in the universe of John Wick. I do. Aren't all like some of the creators or something like associated?
Yeah,
with
no.
This?
I mean,
like,
they've the kind producer? Of gone on record. Well, not on record necessarily, but they've said they would be open to the idea of like putting John Wick and Hutch into a movie together. Now we'll see if that happens. Again, I would love to just see Liam Neeson thrown in there for good measure, but. You know, certainly John Wick and Hutch would be a nice treat.
It would be amazing, dude. Like, or it could be, they could go the, I mean, I doubt it, but I like the idea of thinking about it. They could go down to the Batman versus Superman route where it's like John Wick versus Hutch, you know? And then like something happens where they both have to like team up against an organization, just kind of like Batman versus Superman.
What would be the connect? Yeah, I'm trying to think because Hutch ends up with a cat, and John Wick obviously is a dog guy, so I'm trying to think of like
ends up with the pit bull.
Yeah, like what their you know what their like moment of grace would be, you know, but yeah, that would be a fun version for sure.
It'd be like, you know, Hutch welcomes John Wick into the family, and Wick is kind of like their uncle, you know, their surrogate uncle. I would love that. I think that'd be amazing. I don't know.
That would. All right. Well, we're getting a little bit derailed. So why don't we, any other sort of fight scene or moments of the movie that you absolutely appreciated before we wrap out?
There's a scene where like a bunch of gunmen roll up to his house, right? And then Hutch is doing his thing. And then there's a point where he's kind of like leaning up against like the railing of his stairs, and then he's like in a weird crouch position where he's like he's leaning up against the wall and the railing, and he has a gun and he just like shoots some guy on the side. I found that fucking scene to be like embedded in my head, and I can't get rid of it, and I think it's fantastic. Like they do things here that I just haven't seen done in that way, and it might sound weird where it's like, oh, you've seen people get shot up in the house before, a la John Wick, right? But not in this way, man. Like, it's so...
It's inventive, yeah. No, I get it. And
nice, dude, yeah.
And I love, like, again, it's very fast-paced overall, but what I also appreciate, it has moments of levity, right? So even in the scene that you're talking about, it has that. And then, like, he's interrogating them, and yet they, like, go to sleep / die, and he's like, ugh. You know what I mean?
That's right. I forgot about that part. You're right. Yeah.
So you definitely have those kind of moments, and that's the stuff that, like, yeah, I just certainly appreciate where it does have the moments of humor where you can just really definitely laugh after such a high intense, you know, action scene. So.
In a way, it kind of feels like an origin story, you know, like it's like a the origin story of like a some sort of phoenix rising from its own ashes. You know, he was barely like a man, and then he goes back to doing what he does best, which is just murking people. But I can't help but think about this in the realistic sense, right? Like the action's really fun. He kills a lot of people. It's all really great, right? But also this guy, you know. Hutch is kind of like a sociopath, or, you know, he does fucking begs to be in a fight. He does love killing people. He does love beating the shit out of people and doing what he does best, you know? Is that wrong? You know, like, the way, like, sure, he's a family man, and By the way, his wife should not have stayed with him. His wife is insane. She's an insane person to be with such a person like him. Although she knows he's going to keep her safe. Demented. Truly demented. Dude, this guy's fucking insane.
Listen, we cannot judge what these people do. We are just there as simple observers of life.
We can easily judge what they do. What are you talking about? The movie. It's what we do. We judge.
Dude, when he punches the brother-in-law after taking shit from him earlier in the movie, I was like, hell yeah. You want to talk about judging anything? I was like, damn right. I judge you awesomely for that.
No, that was fantastic. But also, like, the way he begs to get into a fight, the way he begs to be chased down so he can get into a car chase, which, by the way, was amazing as well. The whole car scene was fantastic.
Yeah, listen, it's no different than, it's analogous to him having a good night of drinking. It's like, dude, my dude hasn't drank in a long time. He's overdue for a fun night. Except his is not alcohol, it's fighting. Let the man be.
But do we have to check, like, our moral standings at the door when we watch this film, you know?
Bro, it's like saying Fast and the Furious has to be, like, grounded in reality. Never gonna happen.
I'm not saying it has to be grounded in reality, but when we step back and really think about the character of Hutch, you know, there's something very scary and sinister about it.
I mean, listen. Do not judge Hutch. Because by judging Hutch, you judge my lifestyle. And I will not have you judge my lifestyle publicly on a podcast about movies.
What are you talking about, dude? Whatever. Listen, I'm just saying, John Wick killed because he had a necessity. Hutch killed because he wanted to.
I mean, he had to. He had to get the bracelet back or whatever the hell it was.
And he didn't get the bracelet, and he was on his way home from the bus, and then these fucking Russian people just ended up crashing and then getting into the bus.
Yeah, because they were being mean to that fucking nice little girl.
Right, but they didn't do anything extreme towards her to warrant...
They were creepy.
...fucking being paralyzed, bro. Like,
so every woman should feel uncomfortable? Huh? No, he was righting a wrong, motherfucker.
No. I'm just saying...
I'm sorry, you're not a feminist like me.
He basically... Hutch. Get the fuck... Get bent, Phil. I'm sorry. Get the fuck out of here with that bullshit. He basically was aching to get fucking into a fight. He was praying to God they would come into the bus so he could fuck him up.
Yeah, so it was a win-win.
Before they even started harassing the girl. And they didn't really truly... I mean, there wasn't, at least from what I remember in the film, they weren't really harassing too much, but they were all crowded around her.
Too much, you know, they weren't harassing her. No, I get it. No, just a little bit of harassment. It's all good. You know, we'd have some moral compass right there. No, I get it.
I'm just saying there's something up. Nonetheless, if Hutch rides again and he fucks some more Russian people up or any kind of people up, I don't give a fuck who.
See, here's the thing. I'm going to teach you about good selfish, right? There's bad selfish, but then there's good selfish. So in this moment, Hutch selfishly wanted to beat the snot out of somebody. But the fact that it benefited the woman and kept everyone safe, that's a good selfish. So you want to talk about morality. What's the difference between good selfish and bad selfish?
Good or bad, it's still selfish.
But... Tony. See, me and Hutch were on a different high ground. We understand morality in a nuanced way.
I mean, I get it. I'm just, you know, I think it's fun to question it, to really put it under a realistic microscope and be like, Hutch is kind of, you know, a fucking dangerous guy.
And that's also, why people go to watch this movie.
As long as he points his fucking barrel towards bad people, it's all good, right?
Damn right.
Then, yeah, I mean, I get it. Yeah, I get it. But I just think there was some fun to be had in that. But I agree with you, yeah. For the movie's sake, overall, it's fantastic. Hutch is an angel in my eyes. He deserves the world.
I mean, you don't have to go that far.
He's a saint, you know. We should pray to Hutch, you know.
All right. Well, give me your final thoughts, and then I'll give you mine, and we'll wrap this out.
This movie fucking slaps. It's fucking awesome. Everyone should go watch it. I mean, if you're into action films that are kind of dumb, you should go watch this film. And if you're into action films that are kind of smart, you should go watch this film. It's a great ride. It's your if you're returning to theater and you don't know what to watch, watch this. It's short, it's fun, it's crazy. It'll have you reacting in your seat. I loved it so much.
Yeah, no, I concur. I enjoyed it. Just a fun ride overall. And like I said, you know, doesn't ever overstay its welcome, which I think is great because I think a lot of movies would, unfortunately. And I agree with the A- cinema score. So yeah, definitely love it. And it's got an 81% on Rotten Tomatoes too. So kudos to it. And kudos to us for another Clubhouse movie talk. Thank you, Tony. Where can the people interact with you if they want to, you know, engage further about this movie or other movies and your morality?
If you want to join the religion of nobody, you can hit me up at Instagram on Instagram at Tony B Tony TONY letter B as in boy TOEKNEE. Phil, go ahead and tell them how you keep it simple.
Keeping it simple with at Phil Svitek. That's right. And
how do you spell Svitek?
S-V-I-T-E-K. Just look in the description and you will have it. Now, for some business. So, Tony and I, we talk movies, right? That's why you're here. That's why you're listening.
That's what we do.
We do it every Wednesday live on Clubhouse. So you got to get the app. You join us Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Pacific time. You join us for the movie we talk about. You get to be part of the discussion, right?
We'll bring you on stage in a virtual sense.
That's right. So next week, we've got coming up In the Earth, right? So
Ben Wheatley.
That's right. The Ben Wheatley directed movie. And then after that, my personal favorite, one that I've been looking forward to for quite a long time, and I say this without having seen the movie, but I'm looking forward to it, and I think it'll be amazing. Mortal Kombat!
Mortal Kombat!
So that's what we've got coming down the pipeline. So thank you for joining us. We out.